Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart claims it in the night. My love I bring to you.
Welcome back. My name is Yamsu Bharif, and this is Real Talk for Real People Study Show, a show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view, help you burn the midnight oil, help you get close to the Most High, help you stand in His corner, because as the way things look, totally deranged, leadership, the people, and so on and so forth. And you know what the definition of insanity is according to Alcoholics Anonymous? Yes, I used to attend. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. That appears to be the case there with some of us. By virtue of our study, skip to the loo, my darling, which by I mean not study the whole content of the subject matter. Not taking a whole book in its entirety so you can get some context, so you can get some feel. See, that's how the way we study on the Real Talk for Real People show. We don't do skip to a verse here, skip to a verse. Sometimes we're trying to get to the bottom of something. But for the most part, we take a book and we tear it down to its lowest common denominator. So you can get some understanding what the Most High is trying to relate to you. So it can help you in your development. Because truth be told, all of us are developing. If you're a male or female and you think you're totally developed, you're only lying to yourselves and each other. See, you realize this quest is an ever-ending journey. You will never be fully developed. Maybe one time when the Most High brings us back home, and when He infuses his way of being into us. But up until that time, you'd never be fully developed. That's why Katya, Sister Hudif, I continue this journey, this wonderful journey. Because as I said, if you take a look around you, you'll see the world is going mad, triple madness. Deranged leadership, leading deranged people, doing the same thing over and over again, and expecting different results. But before we get started in our studies, Sister Hudif from Detroit, Michigan, Contrail from New York City, and Avia, our gatekeeper, we said to mention her, but she has an intricate part, and she keeps us on track when we get off track. Avia from New York City, our gatekeeper. And yours truly, Yamsuf. But I'd like to make comments on ongoing subject matters. As I said, mentioned yesterday, Belarus and Poland. See, people get cold and hungry. Hey, they about do anything. Now they're erupting in violence toward the Poles. They want to get through there so they can get to Germany and somewhere else. But they got them caught between the rock and the hard place. I knew it was coming sooner or later. It's true. They had to put the water cannons on the people. Pray for them. Little children's out there. Also, as far as baby face nails, I mean Carl Rittenhouse, the jury is deliberating on the case. Wouldn't it be ironic? You know, that universal white race supremacist judge did everything he could to ensure this guy, he had it easy breezy. But wouldn't it be ironic if this jury failed to convict Kyle Rittenhouse, but the feds pick it up because he crossed state lines? That's a federal offense. Then you won't get one of these little crooked universal white race supremacist judges trying to make the playing field to Kyle Rittenhouse advantage. Wouldn't it be ironic? It surely would, wouldn't it? But I pray to the Most High to justice thought about the final analysis. Also, I saw the ending, this fact coming to an ending of the trial of our brother, Ahmaud Arbery. And I was impressed with the prosecutor, the way they put on the case. And I'm very impressed. And I pray for the Most High when we study and bless my soul, bless him, everything that went within me and you too, that he brings forth justice for the family. Because let me tell y'all something, because if y'all don't understand things, let me break it down to you like you're 4 years old. If you don't understand universal white racist supremacy, how it works, what it is, that's what Neely Fuller Jr. said. I have to concur with old school, 90 years old. That man's smart in the whip. You'll be totally confused about everything. And certainly we are. See, universal white race supremacy never should have existed. It was never meant to be. It is a court. It is a criminal organization. It is religion. And they'll do whatever to stay in business. And some lie and say, oh, Young Soup, you a racist. No, not so. I can be biased. I can be prejudiced against racists. But I can't be a racist. By definition, a racist means I'm in control. I control all other races. I control the finances. I control the water they drink, the food they eat. I can shoot them down. When they set hands up, I can choke them out. I can make a move from one area to the next area. I can hire them on a job at low-paying scales. I can put them in housing that are inferior. I can rape their women and get away with it. Now, do you really think the Young Soup is a racist? Come on now. You don't know what a racist is. That's your problem. Yes, Young Soup is biased. Yes, Young Soup is prejudiced, and rightly so, and I make no bones about it. Considering the history of this country, universally speaking, I better be, and you better be too. Oh, this nonsense. Young Soup's a racist. Get out of here. Let me bring my brother on, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless yours also.
And Sister Ihui, Sister Abiyah, y'all too. Most High bless y'all.
Yeah, we love them too. We love them too.
No doubt. No doubt. But you're right, man. People don't know what racism is. And it's unfortunate, you know, when you fight back against a force such as universal white racist supremacy, that when you fight back, they will call you a racist. But it's reverse psychology that they've used for, you know, many years. They came into our land and called us savages when we taught them civilization. You could read the history. You don't have to take my word for it. But the Greeks were the last of the empires that brought their people civilization. Meantime, Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, and many other Middle Eastern nations like Israel and the Philippines and the Canaanites had established civilizations and laws and customs and traditions way before the European man came out of his uncivilized, barbaric state and condition. And all that's history. So when we call Europeans barbarian, that's not racism. That's historic fact. When we say that we fought them civilization, whether it be the Moors going into Spain and spreading, you know, their libraries and their schools to other Europeans, that's history that they don't teach us. And why don't they teach us that in history? Why do they teach that Greece is the cradle of Western civilization? It's because they want to be on top. Where did the Greeks get their knowledge from? Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, we hear about them. But the Egyptians, they still are dumbfounded at the achievements of the ancient Egyptians. And if the Egyptians were European, trust me, they would be touting their achievements.
Exactly.
As Egyptians. But because they were a medic people, they do not tout the achievements of the Egyptians. They tout the achievements of the Egyptians in a subtle way. They don't refer to them as being Hermetic or a black people. So that's part of their science to whitewash and to cover the truth about history, everybody's history. They try to say that you came down and civilized us. No, it was the other way around. The Europeans were the barbarians. You look at the pictures of the Babylonians, the Assyrians, they look just like you and me, bro. And then read in the story of Esther, King Astaxeras. His empire was from India to Ethiopia. And we know who lives in India, and we know who lives in Ethiopia. And among them were the tribe of Yehuda. So let's be real. Let's study history. Let's know history. Let's know the facts before you start calling people racist. Because the real racist is hiding the true history.
Right. So, we didn't, matter of fact, Cartrio, we didn't even invent racism. They invented it. How can I be something I didn't even invent? We were nations. Right. They created races.
And what knowledge we had, we shared with them. But they turned it on us and called us savages and less than people, useless as a human being. We never called them useless as a human being.
Nope.
We treated you with respect.
And I'm the racist. Come on, give me a break. Okay. Gotcha. Thank you very much, my brother and friend, for that good. Do you have anything to say about Rittenhouse or Ahmaud?
Belarus. Universal white racist supremacy at his best on display. We ain't got to say a word.
Set them
just
on,
like, it's like time travel.
Uh-huh.
Back to the future.
You're right about that. Back to the future. All right, Katya. Thank you very much, my brother and friend, for that was coming. Let's bring Sister Yehudi on. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless you, Sister. For to turn your mic on, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hello, Sister Yehudi. Most High bless you.
Bless you, both of you. Hope you continue doing what you're doing and listening. I have to give a special acknowledgement tonight to Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson. He turned 100 years old, and he's a gator from Detroit.
Okay.
And he is from the Tuskegee Airmen, Fighting Clock Pilot, and former prisoner of war. He received his pilot wings after completing pilot training at the Tuskegee Army Air Force for the same year as Selfish Field. Now, the reason I'm bringing up Colonel Jefferson is because I met him, and I was able to talk with him for a few minutes. And he had to be 96 at the time, and 97. And I told him I like to watch documentaries, and I caught one a week ago about him and others and what they had to go through. And I asked him, how did he feel when he got shot down? He said, well, of course he was scared, but Germans, he was surprised, knew more about him than he thought because they had a dossier on him. Okay. And I said, well, was it worth it with the Tuskegee? And he said they were top notch. And yes, it's true. They did ask for us, the bombers, the Red Tail. And I said, well, looking at the situation now, do you think you guys made a dent in history? He said, yes, but he's disappointed. I said, why? He said, we weren't doing it to prove to the Caucasian. He said, white man, that's the government. We weren't doing that for that. For our people to look upon us that they can do anything and soar higher heights and do better in their lives. And he said he was very disappointed because now today our young people are going backwards. He said he wondered if it was a waste. And I said, well, not for me, because I'm honored to meet you, for you to take the time to talk with me this few minutes, and I gave him a hug. I want to He's a Detroiter, and he does not look like he's 100 years old. But that was surprising. But his disappointment in his, you know, he said, I love my people, but the disappointment is our people. We have gone backwards in many ways. So I had to comment on that because it was an honor to meet and talk with him to realize that sometimes we make assumptions until we sit down and talk with people and we realize that they're not too far off from the things that we talk about and in the book and our creator. Thank you, Yam Su, for giving me the privilege to say that because it meant a lot to me that I was able to communicate with Colonel Alexander Jefferson, a born Detroiter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Praise Yah. Fellow students, let's get into our work then. You got the midnight oil burning? You ready for a bird's eye view? You ready to break it down to its lowest common denominator? All praises to Yah. Let's get busy. Okay? All right, chapter 14, everybody. Chapter 14 of Job. And Job is still responding to Zophar's allegations. And he goes on to say, and this is true, man born of a woman is short-lived and sated with trouble. And man, we got it coming from all ends, don't it? But truth be told, it wasn't designed that way. It wasn't designed for man to, born of a woman, short-lived and sated with trouble. But when man decided to lean to his own understanding and woman, here we are. And this is the end result of it. He blossoms like a flower and withers. He's here today and gone tomorrow. He vanishes like a shadow and does not endure. Do you fix your gaze on such? And why are you, Zophar, why are you focusing on me? Why are you gazing on me? Why am I the center of your attention? Not, he's so unlike some of us on it. You know how Tupac, oh, eyes on me. And that's why, that's what's wrong with some of us. As Sister Hootie was making reference to. And when she said about the airmen from Tuskegee, we're going backwards. These young brothers and sisters, I'm something special. Oh, eyes on me. But Job is saying quite the opposite. We're insignificant. We're here today and going tomorrow. So why should we just focus on each other? And he's saying to Zophar, why you got your eyes on me? Why you so focused on me? Do you fix your gaze on such a one? I'm here today and going tomorrow. And we should stop fixing our gazes on human beings. Job is certainly right. Who should we fix our gaze on? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your Almighty, your Creator. So if you're focused on him, you'll start listening to him. You'll start humbling yourself to him. And the derivative, the domino effect, would be things would be better. But we focus too much on human beings. Don't focus on Yam Su Farid. And I'm sure Cartrell feels the same way. I'm sure Sister Hootie feels the same way. We are not a student center for personality cut. We are a student center for the Most High recognition and praise and worship. We're trying to draw your eyes to what they should be drawn to. As Job is telling his fair weather friends, come on, man, get your eyes off me. Ain't that important? He said, you go to law with me? Who can produce a clean thing out of an unclean one? He said, I'm not clean. I mean, truth be told, ain't now one of us clean. We all got dirt on us. That's what he's saying. No one. His days are determined. They're set. You know the numbers of his month. Yah does, not man. He's making reference to Yah. You have set limits that he cannot pass. Yah does. Turn away from him that he may be at ease, and he's making reference to himself. I've lost my my children. I've lost my livelihood. My wife is disloyal. And I got these friends, these fair weather friends, and they're focusing on me instead of what they should be focusing on to get to the understanding of what's really going on. He said, turn away from him that he may be at ease, making reference to himself, until, like a howling, he finished out his day. There's hope for a tree. Now he getting deep on him. And this is deep. He said, there's hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will renew it itself, but man cannot. Its shoots will not cease. If its roots are old in the earth and its stumps died in the ground, at the scent of water, it will bud. A tree can do this by Yah's allocation, but a human being can't. And produce branches like a sapling, young. But mortals, we get old and we die. Just like Cottrell said, we get Medicaid cards. And so shortly, we get on out of here. But we can't renew ourselves. Only the Most High can restore our soul. Focus on the things that need to be focused on. Because the other stuff, as far as focusing on human beings to do anything for you, they can't do anything for themselves. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean nothing, because it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything. As far as putting all your attention and focus on human beings. He said, man aspires. Where is he? The water of the sea fail, and the river dries up and is parched. So man lies down never to rise, unless the Most High restores him. He cannot Donald Trump can't renew himself. The people that march in Black Lives Matter can't renew themselves. The people that march in these gay organizations, they can't renew themselves. The people that march in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, they can't renew themselves. Can't no man renew themselves. So why are you focused attention on a human being? And Job is right. He said, he will wake only when the heavens are no more. When Yah is gone. If there ain't no Yah, then maybe he may wake up then. Only then be aroused from his sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol. He said, Yah, I just wish you would just hide me in the grave. Because this is madness. Conceal me until your anger passes. Put me into the grave until your anger passes. Set me a fixed time to attend to me. Then come and restore me. If a man dies, can he live again? No, not under the circumstances we're under. Not unless the Most High restores us. He's certainly right. All the time of my servants, I wait until my replacements come. Everybody got a replacement. Ain't nobody irreplaceable. Ain't nobody irreplaceable. See, get out of the concept of something special. If you think like that, you're something special, but not in the way you think. Everybody is replaceable. And that generates a humble attitude, a humble mind. Everybody's replaceable. Job said, I'm replaceable. I'm waiting on my replacement.
My book says something different.
Okay, read what your book says. Okay.
Go ahead, Sister Judy.
Go ahead. So what does your book read?
So the heavens are no more. They awake not, nor are aroused from their sleep. If you only would hide me in the grave, conceal me until your wrath turns away. Set me a time and remember me. If a man died, would he live again? All the days of my struggle, I wait till my change comes.
So Job is talking about the restoration of his soul after he dies. You realize
okay.
that, right?
Okay. All right. Now,
you say, conceal me in the grave until you see a wrath pass. Then remember me and pick me back up.
Yeah. Yeah, by that reading, by her, Sister Hootie's reading, Yeah, but this one.
Mine says the same thing.
Knock. Yeah, and the right, and it's a knock. It's a, until my replacement comes. And so by Sister Hootie's reading and keeping understanding by our previous studies, I think Katria, Sister Hootie, you're right, restoration. And so my restoration comes. And replacement would be a word, him replacing himself as being restored to something quite different. Yeah, keeping that in understanding. Both of you are correct. You would call, and I would answer you.
Uh-huh.
You would set your heart on your hand. You would focus it on me. Then you would not count my steps. You don't, just like, you know how we count each other's steps. Y'all doesn't do that. When y'all forgive you, it's over with. It's forgotten about. Not like us. We'll bear the axe, but we'll leave the hammer up so we can come and hit every night. Well, y'all doesn't work that way. When y'all forgives you, it is forgotten. Then you will not count my steps. I'll keep watch over my sins, just like we do. We like to keep, I don't know why we do this. Why people that is not close to y'all does this. They keep your sins in their pocket and try to use them. Yeah, Soup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when you used to be a hoe chaser. Yeah, Soup. I remember you used to be so drunk, you was running drunk. Yeah, Soup. I remember when you was a bad guy. Oh, yeah, we like to get check mark. But look here. Here's the deal about that. What Cottrell said one time, when you pointing the finger, people pointing right back at you. So stop trying to keep people's sins and inequities in your pocket like you trying to manipulate them. Stop doing it. Y'all done do it. What gives you the right to do it? Keeping other people's inequities in your pocket. Keep your own inequity in your own pocket. Pull them out. Get rid of them out your own pocket. Don't try to use other people's sin to manipulate them. Yo, point this out. He said, y'all doesn't. I'll keep watch over my sin. My transgression will be sealed up in a pouch. Y'all seal them up. He don't use it to manipulate you, control you, dominate you. And we should stop doing it. And we're trying to emulate our Creator. We should stop doing that to one another. You would cope over my iniquity, like paint, a new coat of paint. Mountains collapse and crumble. Rocks are dislodged from their place. Water wears away stone. Torrents wash away earth. So you destroys man's hope. Y'all can destroy your hope. Babyface Nelson got some hope now. Yeah, but now he don't know. But now y'all can destroy that hope. The Three Stooges, they got hope right now. But y'all can destroy that hope. The Universal White Race Supremacy Judge got hope. But y'all can destroy that hope. Okay? Some of us.
The whole Universal White Race Supremacy System got hope.
Got hope. But y'all can destroy that hope. And some of us have hope in our foolishness. Doing the wrong things, making right wrong and wrong right. Y'all can destroy that hope. If you're in the Alphabet Boys and Girls Club with that stolen flag you got, oh, you're walking mighty high and proud now. You're getting your interest exported universally by way of this Western Hemisphere. Oh, you're all over the place now. But y'all can, he did it once in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he can do it universally. Just because universal white race supremacy says, oh, just go, we're going to get y'all, we're going to export y'all all over the place. And any country that don't deal with y'all got to deal with us. Y'all can destroy that too. You marching in Black Lives Matter. You think you got hope. Why you still marching then? You marching in the Democratic Party. You said you got hope. Why you still marching then? You marching in the Republican Party. But you ain't got nothing. 402 years of count, he's still marching.
On the outside looking in.
Yeah. Y'all destroyed our hope. That's why we're still begging and marching. And we're focused on human beings to beg and march to, as Job said, instead of marching and crying to the Most High. Job knew it. You need to know it. Job knew where his answer was going to come from. You need to know where your answer going to come from. That's your problem. You focus on another. Yom Su can give me something. Yom Su can't do nothing for himself. How I'm going to give you something? Yom Su can't give you no hope. Yom Su can't destroy your hope. Cottrell can't give you no hope. Cottrell can't destroy your hope. Sister Huda can't give you no hope. She can't destroy your hope. But the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub can. And you better believe it. Stop focusing on human beings, as Job said. And Job ain't wrong. Then he said.
So check it.
Go ahead, Cottrell. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Yeah.
Verse 17.
Okay.
My transgression is filled up in a bag.
Exactly.
And you cover my iniquity. Mm-hmm. What happens at a crime scene? What do they do with the evidence?
Now, say it again, Cottrell.
At a crime scene, what do they do with the evidence?
They bag it up.
They bag it up.
Bag it up.
And once they bag it, do they use that bag against you?
Yeah. Man, look here, Cottrell. Cottrell and Sister Hootie, fellow student. I make no bones about it. I lived in Checker Pass, and praise the Almighty that got me out of the situation I was and look after me. I don't care what nobody think about me, about my past, because the Most High has forgiven me. He sealed it up and everything. I'm good with that. But I tell you what, I bet if the law want to bring it up, they'll bring it up. They have brought it up. So they don't, when the law gets you, when Johnny Law gets you, Johnny Universal White Race Supremacy gets you, oh, they'll say you paid your debt to society. Do something else to see what find out there. Bring it right back up. I ain't lying.
They call it a rap sheet.
Yeah.
They call it a rap sheet.
Yeah.
But you can see the concept of bagging up evidence.
Right.
Right? My transgression, Yah sealed it in the bag. But what
right.
Yah does with the sealed bag is different from what the prosecutors do with the sealed bag.
You better believe it. Yom Su, no. They took many bags out on me. Thank you, Kaja. Good point, brother. And he says, you overpower him forever, and he perished. Y'all overpowered us, and we're perishing. He overpowered us and had us drawn into captivity universally. It's not because of their strength that we're in this situation. It's because our failure to acknowledge who is our power source, and to get plugged into that power source, to cry out to that power source, to raise our hands to that power source, to stay plugged into that power source. That's why we find ourselves marching Black Lives Matter. I'm a man. Don't you know you're a man? Please don't shoot me. My hands up. Don't choke me over these cigarettes. Don't shoot me less than 2 seconds on sight, Tamir Rice. Don't kill me just a total stranger. Trayvon Martin, and the list goes on. That's why we find ourselves in this situation. That's why we will never get out of this situation unless we get our act together, unless we know who to go to, who's the power source, who's to plug into, who to cry to, who to march to, who to beg to. Because marching to your oppressors, begging your enemies, ain't going to get you what you've been getting. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. Cottrell, I think you may want to set some sushi hoodie before I close it out.
Yeah, Ima brought up a verse today where it said, you shall no longer depend on those who strike you. Just think about that for a minute. You depend on somebody that's striking you.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we do.
Praise you.
But here it is.
Say it again. Say it again, Cottrell.
The Most High. I forget which particular chapter or verse she brought it out of, but I think it was Ezekiel, where he said, you shall no longer rely on those that strike you. Just imagine somebody relying on somebody that's striking them.
Right.
That's us.
And that's what we're doing. That's us. A sad
they call it the battered wife syndrome.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Battered wife. Battered stolen wife. No, in our case, it's a battered stolen wife syndrome.
Right. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
One thing for sure, we know that Job knew the antidote for his situation.
Exactly.
The fact that he's applying the antidote, he knows the antidote for his situation, but his situation doesn't change,
mm-mm,
means that you can take the antidote, but it may take time for your situation to change.
Hallelujah. Sometimes it doesn't change overnight, and sometimes it doesn't change when you want to. And I think Sister Yehuda can speak to that personally about her own. Now, I'm not going to go into the sister's business because she's already expressed that on the show. She's been waiting on folks to do their thing about her business. And they've been lagging their feet and whatnot, but I don't think she's going to get unplugged from y'all.
No.
And so what I'm saying, I said that to say this, not to get in our sister's business, and neither should you get unplugged from y'all just because things ain't going fast. You think they all be going. You might be under the test. You don't know. Y'all ain't got no hotline to you. He got to call you and tell you what's going on. You better stay plugged in. That's my suggestion to you.
Right.
And in conclusion, thank you, Sister Yehuda. And in conclusion, you alter his vestige and dispatch him. His sons attain, and then after you gone, his sons attain honor. And he does not even know it. You in the grave. They are humble. You in the grave. Or she in the grave. He is not aware of it. He feels only the pain of his flesh. His spirit mourns in him.
Mm-hmm. Spirit does what?
Mourns in him.
Even after he's dead?
Yeah, your spirit mourns.
Right.
Wait,
how do you know?
What
how do you know?
And verse 22.
Remember when Cain killed Abel?
Right. Exactly.
What happened?
As a matter of fact, Cottrell, you remember when King Saul brought back Samuel, the prophet?
Yeah.
And he was upset.
That's right.
He was upset, man. What's wrong with you? You know better than this.
Yeah. Because soothsaying and necromancy is real.
Yeah, and he
you
said, hey,
to the
King
and
Saul,
people,
what's wrong with you? Yeah.
There's people around that will talk to the dead for you today.
Yeah.
Better not go to them, though.
Yeah, you better not. And I said on Foosbook that there are some people that don't believe in witchcraft and sorcery. Just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. The Most High says we don't vote to fool with that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm getting it different. If you're in pain, you mourn over yourself, but you're saying that after you die, because it says here in 22, my read, he feels only the pain of his flesh, and he mourns over himself.
Yeah, after
he's dead. It's your spirit. I mean, your spirit mourning.
I guess because I'm getting it in respect that when people are in pain, you know how they be moaning and groaning and over their pain, not mourning in terms of you mourning if somebody died, but okay,
I think what
you got to start from 20th birthday.
Right.
You prevail forever against him, this man in turmoil.
Right.
And he passes on. What does that mean? He's
right.
dead.
Wait a minute. What verse are you
verse
at?
Verse 20.
He
verse
says
20.
You overpower
says.
Him forever.
And he passes
and
on.
And he is gone.
And he's gone. Where's he go?
I know his face changes. And you send him away.
Right. Where does he go?
To the ground.
In the grave.
Yeah. So
his sons come along and honor him.
He ain't got on no bus. He ain't got on no bus going nowhere. He gone. I'm gone. They gone. They ain't on that bus downtown. They gone. It's a wrap.
Go ahead.
And if he's gone, his son should be able to go get him to honor him, right?
Exactly.
But if he's gone, no. His son can't go get him to honor him unless they're practicing necromancy.
Well, his sons come to sting, and he does not know it.
Right. Why don't he know?
They are brought low, they are brought low, and he does not perceive it. I mean,
he doesn't see when his sons come to honor. They may become doctors or lawyers or Indian chiefs, mm-hmm. and then he doesn't see when they perish. Why? Because he's gone.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Right.
Because as Cartier alluded to, Cain and Abel. Mm-hmm. When Abel blood mourned, it cried from the ground to the Most High.
Well, the Most High said it. The blood is crying. Abel's
right.
blood is crying from the ground. Yeah.
That's what Job is saying. He's saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
In another way.
Exactly. Yep. But it all is the same, Sister Hootie and fellow student. It all is the same. When you're gone, and then you go moan. Especially if you ain't right. If you ain't right, you better be moaning because that's a day of judgment. So if you ain't trying to do right, try to evolve, improve yourself, pray for your iniquity, ask the Most High to forgive your iniquity, and keep developing, and keep it moving in the right direction, stay plugged in y'all, you're going to be moaning too. And Job,
moving in the right direction. That's the song I miss. Moving in the right direction. Hallelujah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I play it at the end of the show then. I play it at the end of the show for you.
Oh, okay, because that's an inspiring song. You got some good picks there.
Okay, I play it for you at the end of the show.
Okay.
Well,
play it, just don't sing it.
You know, you really, man, why you got to go to country?
What did country say?
That player don't sing it, man. Why you got to go there, man? You heard my feeling.
Come on, we can listen to music right now. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because I heard about the Gregory Porter. He be trying to do the sing along. We just want to hear the tune.
Yeah, because my voice is heavy like Gregory. I think I can do a little something with that. All right, fellow students, Katria, Sister Hooded, thank you for your coming. So, Katria's going to sing us a song, but he's not actually singing it. He's going to express it, and he's going to break it down to you like you're 4 years old so you can understand it.
Yes, sir. And it's just part of a song, because this is the longest song in the Book of Psalms.
Man, you
Psalms
so
119.
It's a long one.
119. All right, right.
Yep.
And we left off at verse 64, so we're going to do 65. And we're going to go all the way to 88. 65 to 88. Praise Yah. We thank the composer of this song who left so many jewels within it. And I hope we take a note. I hope we meditate on the words that are being spoken, because these are some of the most powerful words that you'll ever come across. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yah, you have dealt well with your servant according to your word. As long as you walk in the path of righteousness and obeying Yah's commands, it should be well with you. Teach me both knowledge and appropriate discretion. So when you have knowledge, you have to learn how to use it. It's called judgment and discretion. Because I believe in your commandments. Before I was humbled, I wandered away. But now I observe your word. And most people who wander away are not humble. But it takes humility to really observe Yah's word in full. Yah, you are good. And do what is good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have accused me falsely. And there, people will accuse you falsely. They'll call you racist and dinosaurs and all kind of other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I will observe your precepts wholeheartedly, no matter what they say and no matter what they do. Their minds are clogged as with greasy fat. That's because they eat that greasy fat from Popeyes and Burger King.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Without feeling. Yep, without feeling. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Greasy fat is clogging their brain up. Now we know why. They talk the way they talk. It's the greasy fat. Popeye.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Well, that sounded pretty good. Okay, go ahead.
But I find joy in your instructions. Don't we find joy in Yah's instructions?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're here. It's exciting. It was for my good that I was humble. That's why we're here. We're trying to humble ourselves for our own good.
Hallelujah.
We know that we're like leaves in the wind that fall off a tree, just like Job said.
Exactly.
So that I would learn your statutes. We must learn everything that Yah has said. We should red letter everything Yah has said in the Old Testament. They do that for the man in the New Testament, but they don't do it for Yah. Everything that Yah has said should be red lettered, and we should know every word, shouldn't we?
Exactly.
Instructions that come from you, not from man, but from Yah. It's better for me than thousands of gold and silver coins. Oh, would you trade silver coins and gold for Yah's words, or would you take the gold and the silver?
No, give me Yah's word.
We're talking thousands.
All money ain't good money.
I hear you.
All money ain't good money.
Could always get the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, ain't worried about
Believe
it.
You, Yum Soup, no. Yum Soup had bad money. Okay? Bad money ain't good.
Trust me. People are making this choice right now. Is it the silver and the gold, or is it instructions from Yah?
It's a lot of them silver and gold.
Oh, yeah. You know that. I'm taking the silver and the gold, and I'm running with it, baby. What?
The hell with what Soup said. Some of them saying the hell with what Soup said. I'm taking the gold and run.
Instruction comes from you, Yah. It's better for me than thousands of gold and silver coins. That's what wisdom said. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all things desirable not to be compared unto it. Right?
Exactly.
Your hand made and form me. Who made you?
The Most High, Almighty.
You
said I am
your mother and father did it?
No, they
your
was,
mother
they
and
was
father
just,
did it.
No. They was just instrumental. They was just like the machine that the Most High created to be able to put this into operation. They had to do things that the Most High created them to do in order for this, just like a machine, to work and to produce you. They couldn't do anything else. Okay? But make that machine work by doing their part, the Most High do his part.
And they had to guess what the Most High was producing, even inside of the mother, right?
Exactly.
Is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl? I wonder if he's going to be tall or short, smart. You don't know. The only time you know is when Yah gives you the gift of the child, right?
Whatever the time before these people, Catriona, and let me apologize, this was a time before the alphabet crew came in and said it was a matter of their feelings to what they was going to be. That's before they got a hold in their private agenda about, I was born this way, you know. That's before they got in with their private agenda.
And now, you know, they got what they call designer babies.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
They've cracked the genetic code. So if you want a blonde hair, blue eyed, tall, handsome baby, we can arrange that for you.
But they don't tell you the hidden agenda, baby crazy as hell.
You ain't got no soul.
Yeah, look, Chucky gonna come out on you.
Oh my God.
How long ago was that test tube baby born? That was like 30 years ago, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. How long ago did they clone that sheep, Dolly? 20, 30 years ago?
20.
Yep.
So you know, technology today is way more advanced than 20, 30 years ago, right?
Right.
All right. Just to let you know.
I will concede the point. They can make a semblance of anything. They can make a semblance, artificial intelligence of anything.
Yep.
But that is not
That's
what
Yah
is doing. Right. Absent of any kind of soul, of humanity, compassion, love, things that really generate a human, should generate a human being. Yeah, they can make a semblance of something, but it's not what Yah made. So I wouldn't put my trust in that.
You can't outmaster the master.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
You trying to outmaster the master? Stop it.
I'm not going to get one of those baby cartel. I never go to sleep. I wake up, that baby have a butcher knife in the hand on me, walking at 1 month, yo. No, you'll never get Yom Suf like that.
Nah, me neither. Trust me. I'm with you, bro.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, your hands may inform me. We all know. We got how many systems in your body? 11, 12 systems?
Right.
That you don't even control.
Quite a few.
Huh?
Quite a few systems.
Yeah. Quite
11. And they repair themselves if you do right, don't they?
Right. Right.
So we are fearfully and wonderfully made by the hand of the Most High, in case you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that we're missing is understanding. We don't understand that. That I may learn your commandments. We're trying to learn from human beings, man, what he's saying. No, let's learn and understand from the Most High, from the Creator himself. Mm-hmm. May those who fear you see me and be glad, for I have hope in your word. So people that immerse themselves in your word, when people see you, there's a spirit about you that they want to be around. And it makes them glad to be around you. Because when you know Yah's word, it ain't nothing but positivity. It can't be nothing but positive. I know, Yah, that your decrees are just. Why? Because Yah's words are just. That's a positive right there. And that you have rightfully humbled me. And in rightful humility, you know that's the position we're supposed to be in. Because who are we? What are we? We ain't nothing but dust in the wind. Dust thou art, and dust you shall return. May your gracious love comfort me. Because Yah's love is gracious. They try to say Yah's the mean God of the Old Testament. No. Yah lets everybody rock. He let the wicked, he gives them enough rope to hang themselves. He don't necessarily judge them right away. He gives them time to change and change their ways. And Most High is gracious in accordance with your promise to your servant. May your mercies come to meet me that I may live. For your instruction is my delight. We should delight in Yah's instruction, which is why I'm here, delighting in Yah's instruction, because you can always learn from Yah's words.
Oh,
the disaster is a good thing. May the arrogant become ashamed. Are you arrogant people out there who think you know everything and you're not instructed by Yah? You're going to be ashamed one day because they have subverted me with deceit. Yeah, they call us all kind of names, dinosaurs and all that. They want to subvert us trying to bring forth the word of Yah, but it don't matter because they're going to be ashamed eventually. After me, I will meditate on your precepts, which is what we all supposed to be doing, not just reading them, but thinking about them for long durations. You know what it is to meditate? It means, wait a minute, what did he just say? What did Yah just say? What did that scripture just say? Let me think about that. May those who fear you turn to me, along with those who know your decrees. We all need to be together. Anybody that fears Yah, we all need to be on the same page. Not you by yourself, me by myself. We all need to be locked down together. May my heart be blameless, like Job, with respect to your statutes, because that's what we're following, so that I may not become ashamed. And that's pretty much what Job's friends were trying to do. They were trying to put him to shame because they thought he did have some kind of blame. But no, he was blameless, and he had respect for Yah's statutes, and he was never really ashamed because he was fast and firm and knew that he was in the right place with Yah, and that's what we have to be. So give a thanks to the composer of this song, so much wisdom, so many jewels that we need to meditate on.
Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes, Cartier, as I said, sometimes when you wake up in the wee hours of the night, if you don't put a prayer in, just think about the studies. Think about what we studied today. Go over it. Go over the studies in your mind. Take the opportunity that Yah woke you up. Either say a prayer to Yah. Either go over the studies in your mind. I assure you, after going and meditating on what Yah said, or simply saying a prayer to the Most High, you'll sleep like a baby. It's true.
Great.
You put yourself into the story. Am I Bildad? Am I one of Job's friends who would do what they doing to Job? Or am I Job?
Right.
Can I relate to Job in his situation?
Right.
And if I were Job, what would I have done?
Right. Well, God, Julia, thank you very much, my brother and friend. So, Shahuda, do you have any closing remarks before we get ready to get out of here?
Well, It was interesting to listen to both of your commentaries and reading from the scriptures. So now I can lay back and have a lot to meditate on. I was just listening today. So thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Katria, my dear brother, what is your closing comments?
I meditate.
I'm sorry. That was quick. That's quick meditation, Kadriel. You're supposed to get off the show.
I'm in it. I'm in it.
Okay, I'm going to let you stay in it then. All right.
Thank you, my brother.
I got to say something right quick. I have to acknowledge, which is refreshing. I didn't know Kadriel had such a sense of humor. So it's refreshing that you have a sense of humor, even if you're serious.
No. Let's go back.
I'm not talking about this right now. But
let me say what I'm saying. I have sharpened Kadriel. Kadriel have sharpened me. I bought out the best of Kadriel. I know he had a sense of humor. I didn't develop it. I knew it was in it. So I just have brought out that sense of humor, just like he have brought out my technical advisory and stopping. That's all that happened.
I definitely can't stop with your singing now. Sorry about that.
I just said I didn't know. And then
you know what? Gotcha. You didn't have to go there, bro. You didn't have to go there.
Okay.
I wish I could. But I know I can't.
Yeah. You had to go there, bro. But that's all right. I love you.
Nah, but you're my
friend.
It was just a delight. I was just making a compliment, you know.
Yeah, he certainly has. He's shopping. It's his.
Listen, I grew up in New York City, and I was fat.
Okay.
Fat and thin. And I had to, you know, you had to fight back. Can't let people call you fat and snap on you. You have to fight back. Look at your shoes. They got big holes in them. They're talking.
Well, with that being said, fellow students, we're going to get out of here so y'all can go meditate.
Okay.
And so I want to thank Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, Kadriel from New York City, Aviyah from New York City. I want to thank you, fellow students, from wherever you hail from. Because we're all spread out, so wherever you're spread out to, even if you're not a Hebrew Israelite, wherever you're from to, if you're holding on to our coattail, keep holding on, because we're trying to get it right. That being said, we don't know much. That's why we study. But we do know this for certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been studying along with Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, Kartrell from New York City, Yom Sufah Reed from Memphis, Tennessee, and Aviyah, our gatekeeper from New York City. And where, as I said, from wherever you're dispersed to out. We love you. May the Most High bless you, continue to bless you. May you continue to evolve as you should be doing. Evolve and getting better day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. And not only that, staying connected to the Most High. So your iniquities can be forgiven when you reach out to him in sincerity, ask for forgiveness, and also they be hidden away in a bag, not brought up for further prosecution. Also, we like to offer you parting gifts. We can't give them to you. We can point you in the direction where you can pick them up at. And what would they look like? New spirit. One of the steadfast, dedicated and contrite to the Most High, loves the Most High. And that new spirit would be reflective of your king, King Dawood. How was King Dawood? Well, the Most High spoke about him. He said he was a man after my own heart. What does that suggest to you? That's how your heart should look like. It don't say you got to be perfect. It don't say you can't make mistakes. But when you do make mistakes, you get some get right, and you get it right quick as possible. And also, that heart would be humble. It would love the Most High with all that heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters as yourself. But here's the kicker in that. See, there's a trick in that. You got to love yourself as you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself and learn to love yourself, it's virtually impossible for you to love your brothers. So that's the kicker in that. Learn to love yourself. so you can love your brothers and sisters. And thirst after righteousness. If you don't thirst after Yah's word, you're on the wrong trail. So pick up them gifts. Go to the Most High in prayer tonight. Pick them up. Put them in your life and utilize them. We love you. And we're going to play this song and close it. Sister Yehudit Cartrell, you want to say shalom or goodbye to the people, our fellow students?
Yes. Love yourself, but don't love yourself too much. It's called conceit.
Exactly.
And I say, if you say you love your people, then you have to love the Most High. And good night and many blessings.
Shalom.
Yes.
Enjoy this song. Said it again, Katria. Said it again.
Most High bless us.
Okay, may the Most High bless us.
Yes.
We love you. We've been enjoying this lovely song by Sister, dedicated by Sister Yehudit, Moving in the Right Direction by Gregory Porter. Shalom and good night.
Hello.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, you're moving on. Then you say, I've got other plans. So far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. Well, you're moving away so far.